With Mad Max, Alien, and Deadpool sequels headed for cinemas this summer, now seems the perfect moment for a primer on movie stunts.
In 3, 2, 1, action.
And who better to deliver it than stuntman turned John Wick director David Leitch? Leitch's new film is an action-adventure rom-com called The Fall Guy. Critic Bob Mondello says it doesn't just entertain, it shows how movie magic gets made.
Colt Seavers is a stunt double, or rather was a stunt double, until an injury sidelined him.
This does not seem safe!
Played by Ryan Gosling, Hollywood's favorite Ken doll, here turned action figure, I guess, Colt is leaping back into stunt work because his ex, played by Emily Blunt, is directing her first film, and he thinks she's asked for him.
I need to drive it in the cart now, please. Hey, the tide's coming up. Thank you so much.
Is that Jody?
Yes, it's Jody.
She say something about me?
Stop with your face, stop it. She didn't say anything about me.
In fact, Jody has no idea he's here, and when she discovers he is, makes it clear she'd rather he weren't.
You are literally the last person on earth I want to see. Slap the out of you. I really could.
And I'm open to that in a safer environment.
On the other hand, as his director, she doesn't need to slap. She can drop him from great heights, slam him into walls.
We're going to set this man on fire.
You're a stunt guy. We need to keep it super profesh.
Profesh is my middle name.
You said your middle name was Danger.
Colt's been brought in by the film's producer, played by Hannah Waddingham, because her leading man has disappeared and she needs Colt to bring him back.
Why me?
You're a stunt man. No one's going to notice whether you're here or not. No offense.
I mean, some taken.
Anyway, that whole plotline's just an excuse for Colt to use his stunt double skills offset, which is fun, though not as much fun as Gosling's chemistry with Blunt, especially when things go wrong.
What happened to your face? You look terrible.
You look amazing.
He takes a lot of lumps, or seems to. In most movies, if you're aware of stunt work as stunt work, then it's not working. And that's no less true here. Ryan Gosling has 4 stunt doubles doing the things he seems to be doing, and filmmaker David Leitch does a great job of making them invisible, even as he's showing us the army of techies it takes to pull off, say, an SUV spinning out of control.
A cannon roll?
They set a Hollywood record for the cannon roll, 8.5 rolls, achieved after they'd already nailed the shot because they had 1 SUV left and...
Please be careful!
Figured why not?
Okay, swing him around! Go!
Whether catapulting onto a flying helicopter on the set of Jody's movie, an unlikely cross between Dune and Cowboys and Aliens, or fighting in a dumpster that's careening around the Sydney Opera House, Gosling is always persuasive, despite the fact that the movie around him is literally showing how the tricks are done. Director Leitch is like a really confident magician, saying, "You want to see that up close? Want to see it again? How about from this angle?" Knowing that you'll always fall for the trick, always fall for the fall guys. I'm Bob Mondello.
I might fall from a tall building. I might roll a brand new car. Cause I'm the unknown stuntman. I made Redford such a star.